Poetry is motion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are, and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org. O-R-G, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guests today are the Weddle twins, Marissa and Kelsey. Marissa, Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right. As you know, the mission of the Spokane Open Poetry Program is to make available to poets, musicians, and literary individuals the opportunity to share their works. So, what we have now, Marissa and Kelsey, is the Thank You Minute. So, is there anyone out there that you would like to give a shout-out to?
Well, I would like to give a shout-out to our wonderful parents, Tom and Jackie Weddle. They've supported us so much throughout the years, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing what we do. What we do today.
I would like to thank our wonderful mentors, our voice instructor Andrea Olson, and our acting instructor Don Taylor Reinhardt.
All right, that having been said, I'll just like to give a shout out to close friends of mine. My son Christopher and Hallie and Elise. Okay. As I said, the mission of the Spokane Open Poetry Association is poetry program is to make available to all of these wonderful, talented local artists here. Before we get started, I would like to do it's something I have to do for the radio station, and I have to make sure I don't forget. That is why I'm here to ask you, when you go to the Thin Air Community webpage, you'll see a lot of great information, but one of those happens to be the front of a red car. And it says, donate your car, your truck, your boat, and it is easy. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-597-7227 to arrange a free pickup, and you get a tax receipt for donating your car, truck, or boat. So remember, give us a call at 855-597-7227 to arrange for that free pickup. Now, before I turn the show over to Marissa and Kelsey, I'm going to read a poem, and then we shall have the great opportunity hearing these two young individuals sing for us. This is called The Breach of Talent. Like the world, we are not alone. Just at times cold and cast into the cosmos, spiraling to discover a tent to rent. Like a headstrong traveler trying to cut loose the reigning amounts of discontentment. For better, if not worse, or perhaps at this tail of the trail, we are perpetually abandoning what it is we hold around our necks, like the weight of a stone that drags us into the likes of the surplus slag. We have a scuffle to mount. Disputing the toll of this painful episode is the one unrelenting proof science created from the hands of man, atomic fission, with its convulsive destructive power. How was he, following this profound display of qualified swagger, able to resist equating himself to the company of the Most High? Even the talented student, however, is far removed from the teacher. He is a mere technician with sparkle, standing in the shadow of a masterful artist such as the Divine One, Michelangelo, searching for himself, for his prize, and blinded. This vainglorious posturing will likely rob him of his sight and plunge his soul into a myriad of desultory philippics. Unknown to him, he is infected by self-centeredness that sends him astray from the sobriety of his artistic calling. He becomes a painter void of paints, brushes, or canvas to display his burgeoning talent. And in the blink of an eye, immortality escapes the birth of his Aurora Borealis. If you are just tuning in, I am Stephen Pitters, and this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program. Now sit back, folks, and enjoy the incredible talent of these two young ladies, Marissa and Kelsey. It is now your show.
Hello, everyone. We are the Weddle Twins. We are a cappella singers from Spokane, Washington, and we sing songs of the 1920s through the 1960s. We mainly sing at retirement homes, and we also collaborate with other musicians in the area, including Tuxedo Junction Big Band, Masterclass Big Band, and Micah 6-8 Ministries. The first piece that we will be singing is a piece from the 1920s that's made popular by Paul Whiteman. This is called Whispering.
One, two, three. Honey, I have something to tell you, and it's worthwhile listening to. Put your little head on my shoulder so that I can whisper to you. Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering while you'll never leave me. Whispering while you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you. Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering while you'll never leave me. Whispering while you'll never leave sweet old me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you, I love you.
Woo! I love you. All right, fantastic. Whew. I need to take a breath myself after all that. Now, Marissa and Kelsey, got to know, how did you get started singing a cappella?
A cappella mainly came from when we were younger, when we were in high school and college and up until our adult years. we started learning about a cappella singing, and we participated in a lot of a cappella groups, mm-hmm. and
including Spirit of Spokane Chorus, which is an award-winning barbershop chorus, and we picked it up from that. And we arrange a lot of our harmonies, and it's based on, we try to make it true to the original from what people of the older generation remember.
Older generation. Yeah. Mature generation.
Yes.
Right? Let's use those nice soft words.
No. Yeah, we try to make it true to the original, but sometimes there are times where I like to add a couple of cool things, like some jazz chords and great. Some barbershop cross voicing, things like that. And we do a lot of cross voicing with our style, and there's no solidary, like one twin sings harmony, one twin sings melody. We switch back and forth depending on the song.
All right, you know, when you talk about that, I said, "Whoa, that reminds me of being on the block in New York, where everybody was harmonizing." You know, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay, you took me back in time a little bit here. Now, you mentioned that you were from Spokane.
Yes.
And what high school did you end up going to?
We went to Shadle Park High School.
Okay, we're going to give a shout out to Shadle. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. And you went to what college?
We studied music at Spokane Falls Community College, mm-hmm. and for 3 years, and then we went to Spokane Community College and studied a little bit of floral design for almost a year.
Okay. All right. And now you're here in. We're in trance. We are in a trance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your voice and your presentation is just like overwhelming. So mm-hmm. I'm going to step back here and have you continue regaling us with your magic.
Yes, and if you haven't noticed, we don't ever use a pitch pipe when we sing. That is actually because we have perfect pitch.
Well, pardon me. I almost started clicking my fingers when you were clicking yours. So it's very infectious.
Alrighty. So this next piece that we're going to sing is a song that was made popular by Ted Lewis in the 1920s. This is called "When My Baby Smiles at Me." Mm-hmm.
My baby's eyes are blue as summer skies. My baby's hair is golden hued, the kind I idolize. And when my baby's near, I'm happy all the while, for there is nothing in this world just like my baby's smile. For when my baby smiles at me, my heart goes roaming to paradise. And when my baby smiles at me, there's such a wonderful light in his eyes, the kind of light that means just love, the kind of love that brings sweet harmony. I sigh, I cry, it's just a glimpse of heaven when my baby smiles at me. For when my baby smiles at me, my heart goes roaming to paradise. And when my baby smiles at me, there's such a wonderful light in his eyes, the kind of light that means just love, just wonderful love,
I remember the doo doop doo doop doo doo. Whew. Now, where do you see yourself sort of, you know, looking forward in terms of where you want to go and how you intend to get there?
Well, I hope that we continue continue our business and connect the generations to come with our music, and especially the music of the wonderful times of the great American songbook. And we hope to expand our business and do like weddings and funerals and other public and private events, and see where
your voice
goes.
Leads you.
Exactly. See where it leads us. Exactly.
Well, folks, you are listening to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and we're in the stream at www.kyrs.org. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest, all you need to do is call 509-747-3807 and leave your name or number, or go on the stream at www.kyrs.org and dash me a text or an email, and I will make sure I get in touch with you and have you here on the show, just like my wonderful guests today, Marissa and Kelsey Weddle. Now back to them. So, I tell you, I'm just overwhelmed. I have to catch my breath because, you know, the pitch, that perfect pitch you have. I mean, it's just that I'm literally, you know, can't breathe in between all of this, you know, so I'm trying to hold on to my, I mean, you just do what you do so well. All right, so your songbook is open, and you have another piece to share with us.
Yes, absolutely. We not only sing songs from the Great American Songbook, because we are classically and Broadway trained, we also sing some classical and Broadway songs. This next piece is a classical tune that we've been singing since middle school. And it's a beautiful piece, and talks about the beautiful Shenandoah River in Missouri.
Oh, Shenandoah.
Yep. And this piece is called Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. I long to hear you. Oh, we.
Oh, Shenandoah. That's funny. I remember when I saw the movie Shenandoah. And so when before I said, oh, okay, that's where I started in. it's beautiful. I mean, like, gosh, you know. We are uniquely gratified just to hear you, two of you sing so beautifully together. I mean, Broadway stage is right over there. it's right over there. I mean, it's waiting. Your footsteps are on their way, and with your talents and development, you will be heard from. But don't forget us.
We won't ever forget any of you all.
Well, and it's being here in Spokane and growing up in this area, what was it like?
It's very challenging, I have to say, especially trying to want to fit in and connect with people, especially because we are on the autism spectrum. So it's growing up has been very hard. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really kept us going was music, our love of music and our love of theater. And our grandfather, he was a musician and he played the violin and mandolin and all these other instruments. And every time we would come over to his house, he would have KSPS on and watch the Larry Welk show.
Oh, Larry Welk.
And so a lot of that music we grew up listening to. And he and our dad, who also is a folk singer, songwriter, has his own band called The Geezers. And
I noticed you're not putting old in front of that.
Well, it was his band from high school. They call themselves that. It's a name that they came up with a few years ago. But yeah, our grandpa and our dad would play music together. They would jam a lot and inspired us to pursue music. And we were in choir from elementary school all the way up to our adult years. And then we were also involved in musical theater as well. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of our performances that we do, we add some theatrical elements to it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what helped us, get through life was our music and our love of theater.
Same can be said for me and my poetry. It's great to have those talents there for you to help you through the ebbs and flow of time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Helps us communicate too. That's one of the great things about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear some more of your passion.
Okay. So, with a lot of our shows, we like to add costumes mainly. Well, I call them uniforms. Mm-hmm. She calls them costumes. But we like to match. Our costumes match, and we have different dresses depending on the theme. And this next piece is in several of our themes, especially our movie set list, I think.
Yes, movies.
Yes. So this next piece is made popular by Fanny Brice, and it was also featured in the movie Funny Girl. This is Secondhand Rose.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even things I'm wearing, someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. We never had a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing secondhand hats, secondhand clothes. That's why they call me Secondhand Rose. Even the piano in the parlor, Father bought for 10 cents on the dollar. Secondhand poils, I'm wearing secondhand coils. I never get a single thing that's new. Even Jacob Plummer, he's the man I adore, had the nerve to tell me he's been married before. Everyone knows that I'm just secondhand Rose from Second Avenue. I'm wearing secondhand shoes, ba-doop-be-doop, secondhand hoes, ba-doop-be-doop. All the girls hand me their secondhand bows, ba-ba-doop-be-doop. Even my pajamas when I don them have somebody else's initials on them. Secondhand rings, I'm wearing secondhand things. I never get what other girlies do.
Other girlies do.
Once while strolling through the Ritz, a girl got my goat. She nudged her friend and said, oh, look, there's my old fur coat. Ba-doop-a-doop. Everyone knows that I'm just secondhand Rose from Second Avenue.
Second Avenue.
Woo! Secondhand Rose. I almost jumped in on your singing there, but I had to restrain myself. We got to step back in the chair and move from side to side because I remember
those
songs.
We encourage people to sing along if they know the song.
Well, I do it, but I said, no, let me restrain myself a little bit. They're doing fine. They don't need any help from me. Well, believe it or not, we have come to the end of our time together. And I remember, it goes fast. It goes fast. And we have about a minute and a half left. So I really wish to thank you both, Marissa and Kelsey, for taking your time to come and share your talent with all of us out here who are blessed to be able to hear you sing and, just be overwhelmed by how fantastic you are.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. For Marissa and Kelsey, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for this edition of the Spoken Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And we will see you again real soon. Kelsey, Marissa, thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
And we are out of here.